Friends, now we'll discuss exclusively about the derivatives. You know what the derivative is? Derivative is a kind of instrument under which there are sub-instruments. And these derivatives are of different types. Let us start our discussion, and our discussion points will be first to understand the common type of derivatives, then the importance of the derivative, why this derivative market is there. Then in India, what are the derivatives in place? General rule for the derivatives, advantages of the derivatives, then in that there are certain pitfalls, the potential pitfalls if you opt for and invest through the area of the derivatives, then what are the pitfalls and the derivatives and the risk management, how to mitigate the risk also, that also we are going to see. And finally, very much risky proposition is hidden in the derivative. That is why my sincere advice I will be giving at the end, who should invest in the derivatives and who should not opt for it. So let us start our discussion on the derivatives. As you know, the term derivative is often defined as something, a security, a contract that derives its value from its relationship with another assets or a stream of the cash flow. So for each derivative, there will be another contract or another agreement, another security, another instrument is in place. So as to safeguard the interest, what is mentioned in that agreement or the instrument, the derivative came into the existence. Always there are two parties, buyer, that is purchaser, and seller. In simple terms, derivatives are nothing but a kind of security whose price or value is determined by the value of the underlying variables. Underlying means based on which these derivatives are functioning. It is more likely a contract of the future date in which two or more parties are involved to alleviate the future risk. There are many types of the derivatives, and they can be good or bad or used for the productive things or maybe for the speculative tool, used as a speculative tools also. A danger is built into derivatives because of the something called counterparty risk that we are going to discuss a little bit in depth. Most derivatives are based upon the person or institutions on other side, and trade being able to live up to deal when it was struck. Let us understand what some common type of derivatives. Usually, derivative enjoys the high leverage and its value is affected by the volatility in the market. It may be the rates of underlying assets, and some of the widely known underlying assets are, number one, indexes, that may be consumer price index, that is CPI, stock market index, then weather conditions and inflation, that also again impacting. So it is commonly put under one head, that is called index. Another one is a bonds. How is the bond market, how the general public and market is reacting to the issuance of the bond or investment in the bond. Then currencies, different currencies, interest rate, then exchange rates, then commodities, and finally the stock, that is equities. So these are some of the type of derivatives, indexes, some of the widely known underlying assets. Based on these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, both based on the seven type of assets the derivative market is running. These are the underlying for which derivatives are required to be used. So, derivative is something different than the underlying assets are. Despite the fixed terms are there for the issuance and all, but as a counterparty risk, the derivative comes into the existence. Now, types of derivatives, assets we have seen. Now, type of derivatives, what are the types of derivatives are in the market? First one is forward. This is a tailor-made contract between the two parties, and in case of this contract, a settlement is done on scheduled future date at today's pre-decided rate. So, rate you decide today, delivery may happen after maybe first fortnight, second fortnight, month, month end, or 3 months or 6 months like that. Futures, when two entities decide to purchase or sell an asset at a given time in future, at a given price, it is called as a future contract. Future contracts can be said to be a special kind of forward contracts as they are customized exchange traded agreement. Thus, a future contract is an agreement between the two parties to buy or sell an asset at a certain time in future date at a certain price. Future contracts are the special type of forward contract in this sense that the former are standardized exchange traded contracts. Options, number 3. It is of two different kinds, such as calls and puts, that is call option and put option. Those who takes call option, they are not obliged to purchase a given quantity of underlying variables at a mentioned price on or prior to the scheduled future date. They are not obliged. On the other hand, buyers in this case, when it puts the option, may not necessarily sell a mentioned quantity of the underlying variable at a mentioned price on prior to a given date. Thus, call gives a buyer a right to buy, right, but not to obligation to buy in a given quantity of underlying assets at a given price on before giving the future date. So, buyer has a right to buy, but there is no obligation, and seller has right to sell, but there is no obligation. Put gives the buyer a right but not an obligation to sell a given quantity of the underlying assets at a given price on or before given date. Swaps. These are the private contracts between the two entities to deal in the cash flow in the future following a predetermined or pre-decided formula. They are somewhat like a forward contract portfolios, and the swaps are also of the two types, such as interest rate swaps and the currency swap. Interest rate swaps, only interest related cash flow can be exchanged between the entities in one currency, and currency swap, in this case the swapping principal and interest can be exchanged in one currency for the same in other form of the currency, same or in same in other form of currency. Then coming to the warrants, this option is generally have a life of 5 years. Sorry, not 5 years, it is 1 year. And majority options traded on the option exchange having a maximum maturity of 9 months. Longer dated options are called as a warrant and they are generally traded over the counter, that is OTC. LIPS, the acronym LIPS means long term equity anticipation securities. These are options having maturity up to 3 years. Baskets. Basket option is option of the portfolios of underlying assets. To undertake the assets is usually moving average or the basket of assets. Equity index options are from the basket options. Then swaptions. Swaptions are the options to buy or sell a swap that will become an operative at the expiry of the options. Thus, swaptions is an option forward swap. Rather than have a call or puts, call option or put options, swaptions market has receiver swaptions and payable payer swaptions. A receiver swaption is an option to receive a fixed and pay floating, whereas the payer swaption has an option to pay fixed and receive floating. Exactly reverse. Now, importance of derivatives. Financial transactions are fraught with several risks. Derivatives are the instrumental in alienating those risk factors from the traditional instruments and shifting risk to those entities that are ready to take them. Some of the basic risk components are the derivative business are, number one, credit risk. When one of the two parties fails to perform its role as per the agreement, then it is called as a credit risk. It can also be referred as a default risk or counterparty risk. Now, how to measure that? There is option to measure it also, there is instrument to measure it also, that we will see. Another risk carried is market risk. This kind of financial loss or that takes a place due to an adverse price movement of the underlying variable instruments. So that is covered under market risk. Another part is a liquidity risk. What is liquidity in the market of the underlying derivatives? When a firm is unable to devise a transaction at the current market price, it can be referred as a liquidity risk. So market price is not acceptable to the market, I mean the investor. There are two kinds of the liquidity risk involved in the scenario. First is concerned with the liquidity of a separate items, and second one is related to the supporting activities of the organization of the funds comprising of the derivatives. Legal risk, mostly it pertains to the document or agreement that is executed between the parties. Let us talk about the derivative market in India. India has started a controlling economy and the economic system And from there it moved to the become a destination that witnesses a constant fluctuation in the prices on the daily basis. Persistent efforts of the Reserve Bank of India, that is RBI, is building currency forward market and liberalization process, provided that risk management agencies, they are required to be much more in the momentum, and derivatives are indispensable component of liberalization process to handle the risk. With a national stock exchange, that is NSE, came into the existence for measuring, which is measuring the market demand, and the process of launching the derivative market in India, it's got started. In the year 1999, derivatives have started trading took place in India. So till then, there was no derivative market in India. It has started only after 1999. Indian derivative market can be divided into two types. One is the transaction which depends upon the exchange, and second one, the transaction which takes place over the counter in the one-to-one scenario. They can thus be referred as exchange traded derivatives, over the counter, that is OTC derivatives, over the counter OTC equity derivatives, and operators in the derivative market. There are different kinds of the traders in the market, and these traders, depending upon their activities, are named as, number one, hedger. Who is hedger? Hedger is a trader who is interested in transferring the risk element of their portfolio. That means he hedges his risk. Then speculator, his job is only to speculate, not to buy, not to sell, but speculate, but advantage will be taken by others. So the speculators are the traders who deliberately go for the risk component from hedgers and in look for profit. Arbitrators are the traders who work in the various markets at the same time to gain the profit and do away with mispricing. What is general rule for the derivatives then? In a life of individual investor, general rule is to avoid the speculative derivatives, both directly in your own portfolio and on the balance sheet of the company in which you are investing. While individuals and the families have a substantial net worth that might intelligently deploy certain derivative strategies, when working with highly qualified registered investment advisors, for example, it might be possible for you to lower the taxes, hedge against the market fluctuation, when and then slowly disposing of a concentrated stock position acquired over a long time or over a long life, or service for a specific company, or to generate the additional income by writing covered call options or sell fully in the secured cash put option. This is what the alternate. A good rule of life is to avoid the derivative at all cost, in so far as you are talking about your stock portfolio. It is observed that many people have become bankrupt or wipe off the decades their savings off their books after buying the call option to get rich quickly. Temptation. The same goes for investing in the complex financial institution and the firm also, who are engaged in the stock market. And if you can't understand the derivative exposure of the business, do not invest in stock and do not buy its bond. That is the advice. That means you must thoroughly prepare to understand the derivative market. Advantages of the derivatives. Derivatives are sound investment vehicle that make the investing and the business practices more efficient and reliable. Those who study properly for them, it is a beneficial. There are few reasons why investing in the derivative is advantageous. What are those advantages? Number one, non-binding contract. You have a right, but you have no obligations. This is the situation what we have seen. So, that indicates that there is no binding, even if you exercise the option of call, or even if you exercise the option of put, you have no binding. So, no binding contract. When investor purchases a derivative on the open market, they are purchasing the right to exercise it. However, they have no obligation to actually exercise their options. As a result, this gives them a lot of flexibility in executing their investment strategy. Some derivative classes are legally binding to investors. So, it's very important to know what you are getting into. Leverage returns. Derivative gives investors an ability to make an extreme future that may not be possible with a primary investment vehicle such as stocks and the bonds. Stocks and bonds are the primary investment vehicles. When you invest in the stock, it could take 7 years to double your money. But if you invest, you start investing by using the derivative, it is possible to double your money in a week also. But you should be intelligent enough to understand the derivative market. Speculation. Advanced investment strategy. Financial engineering is an entire field based off the derivatives. They make it possible to create the complex investment into strategies, and that investors can use this advantage under the advanced investment strategy. What are the potential pitfalls? There are certain pitfalls also in the derivative market. Potential pitfalls are enumerated here. The concept of the derivative is a good one. That you, me, everybody will agree. However, responsible use by those in the financial industry can put the investor in danger. That is a threat. Warren Buffett, you know him, who is a famed investor. He also referred that derivative is instrument of mass destruction. Investor considering the derivatives should be wary of the certain elements which are considered under the pitfall. Number one is volatile investment, which is not fixed. Most derivatives are traded on the open market, as you are aware of it. This is a problematic for the investor because the security fluctuates its value. It is constantly changing hands to hand, and the party who created the derivative has no control over who will be owner of it. In a private contract, each party can negotiate the terms depending upon the other party's position. When a derivative is sold on the open market, a large position may be purchased by the investor who have the highly likelihood of the default in their investment. The other party can't change the terms of and to respond it to the additional risk because they are transferred to the owner of the new derivative. Due to this volatility, it is possible for them to lose their entire value overnight. This is the biggest pitfall in the derivative market. Overpriced option. Derivatives are also very difficult to value because they are based off their other securities. Since it is already difficult to price the value of the share, it becomes that much more difficult to accurately price the derivative based on that stock. When you are not in position to determine the value of the stock, which is an underlying asset, how you can put call option or put option? Maybe at any moment it may be overpriced also. Moreover, because the derivative market is not as liquid as the stock market and there are not as many as players in the market to close them, there are much longer or much larger bid and ask spreads. Time restrictions. Possibly the biggest reason for the derivative are risky for the investor and is that they are specifically specific contracted life. After they expire, they become worthless. If your investment bet doesn't work out within the specified time frame, you will be faced with 100% loss. Potential for the scam is also another characters or pitfall. Many people have hard time to understand the derivatives. Scam artists often use the derivative to build the complex scheme to take advantage of both amateur and the professional investors. Derivative market and the risk management. Considering these pitfalls, certain risks are taken into consideration and risks are measured. Very important risk measurement is a VAR. Let us understand what is the risk particularly and what are the risk under what is coming under the risk management under the derivatives. First one, foremost risk is a market risk. Market risk refers to the sensitivity of the assets or the portfolio to overall market price movement, and this market price movement such as interest rate, inflation, then equities, currencies and the property too. Pension funds are heavily exposed to the interest and inflation rate risk as these determines the present value of the scheme liabilities. Typically, these risks are referred as unwarranted and unrewarded risk, and these are intrinsic to the liabilities also. While market risk cannot be completely removed by the diversification, it can be reduced by hedging. There comes the derivative. The use of interest and inflation rate swaps can produce the offsetting of the position whereby the risks are hedged. Market risk methodologies. When the establishing the derivatives overall, it is essential for the pension schemes to measure their exposure to the market risk and its leverages. For any derivative used within the netting or hedging, the absolute and uncovered values that remains. Now we'll go little bit deep into the VAR, value at risk. Value at risk is a commonly used measure of risk, as I said earlier also. As a single metric, VAR provides single consolidated view which incorporates the scheme exposures to the risk sensitivities. So, VAR calculate the expected loss amount that may not exceed at a specified confidence interval over a given holding period, assuming a normal market conditions. How it is getting interpreted? VAR. The higher the portfolio VAR, the greater is the expected loss and the exposure to the market risk. Benefit of VAR is a composite risk measure that incorporates the interest rate, foreign exchange or FX rate, credit, inflation, equity risk, etc. And that is covered under one figure. So, no confusion. VAR gives a consolidated view of the different risk in a portfolio. Pension schemes VAR typically considers both assets and liabilities. VAR can be calculated by using either historical or market implied data. Coming to the counterparty risk, in addition to the market risk, derivative carry the counterparty risk also. Counterparty risk arises when one party's default resulting into the replacement of the risk for non-defaulting party. One's failure is another other's benefit. So, replacement risk can be broken down into, number one, mark to market exposure. The close out process may result into realized market mark to market exposure on underlying contract. Liquidity risk is sourcing sufficient liquidity in the market to replace the required position that has been closed out following the counterparty's default. And legal risk enforces, that is enforceability of netting, collateral enforcement and arrangement. Operational risk, managing the close out of the portfolio of the position, notifying the counterparty that event of default has already happened and replacing the transaction in the market accurately, managing the transactions, managing any ongoing valuation disputes, meeting required intraday settlements are covered under the operational risk. Similarly, collateral risk, collateral posted may be 10 years government bonds. However, on default, it may be a requirement of the reinvestment of the cash into the new assets. But default by government is a very, very rare phenomenon. Therefore, there is also a risk that the haircuts on the collaterals are sufficient or that the collateral is too closely correlated with the risk of the counterparty. Finally, is the settlement risk. The intraday exposure to the counterparty arising from the transfer of the cash flow under the derivatives or return of the collateral amount following the payment under the derivative contract. The addition consideration for the counterparty risk management includes liquidity implications on portfolio allocation of the using derivative transactions and different eligible assets for the collateral management. Next one will be the transfer pricing. Transfer pricing of the assets or transfer pricing of the cost of the credit and liquidity and the risk under this is derivative contracts into strategic asset allocation. Next one is a hedging tool for the derivative exposure. And the next one is valuation implication of the derivatives of the collateral and that arrangement, clearing, credit and the capital. So, these are some of the additional consideration for the counterparty risk management. Now, the final words. Final words. Who should invest in the derivatives? Who? For the reason as discussed, this is very tough market for novice investors. Therefore, it is made up primarily of the professional money, professional money managers, financial engineers, as well as any highly experienced investors. This is meant for them. While any investor can no doubt doable in the derivatives market to test the things out, beginners should not take high risk in this market, that is derivative market, given the potential dangers. As you become more savvy and familiar with the derivative market and various types of derivatives and the strategies that suits to your investment style, you can start incorporating them further into your personal investment portfolio. It is important to note that regardless of your experience and knowledge, derivative should only make a portion of your investment portfolio, because they can be so volatile, relying heavily on them could put you at a serious financial risk. With this, we conclude our chapter on the derivatives market. Thank you very much.